Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, or even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there's enough for completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether or not, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king, advancing on him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation and ask for peace terms. In the same way, any one of you who does not renounce his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you today?
Good.
Really?
Yes.
Some are very happy in the stadium. They are going to watch the game. And I think we are the good disciples. Feeling very ill, a tough businessman went to see his doctor. After examining him, the doctor backed away and said, "I regret having you to tell you this, but you have an advanced case of highly infectious rabies. It appears you have had it for some time. It will almost certainly be fatal." In shock, the man asked the doctor for pen and paper. "Do you want to write your will?" the doctor asked. "No, I want to make a list of all the people I want to bite," the man replied. "Gone?" That's why you need to have concentration. Otherwise, you'll miss the point. Today, the reading challenges to the true Christian discipleship of total commitment to the will of God, putting God first in our lives. At the time God thought it best, he sent his son Jesus into the world to reveal to man that he wanted everyone home in heaven with him. So, Jesus went on communicating his father's plans to man so that everyone may come into his home. And in today's gospel reading, it says to us the cost of being a true discipleship. So before we go to the gospel, let us go back to today's gospel background and see why Jesus gave this parable to all of us. So, Jesus is on the road, going from village to village, proclaiming the coming of the kingdom of God. And the Jews believed, and the Jews expected that Jesus will re-establish the old Davidic kingdom of Israel. There was a lot of expectation from the Jews. Jesus was enormously popular with the crowds as a great healer, brave teacher, and miracle worker. At this juncture, Jesus wants to speak about the true discipleship. So, people understood that he is great in such a way. And crowd began to follow him. Day by day, the crowd is increasing. And Jesus was happy. So, he wants to find out the people who are following him, who is the true disciple. A disciple is one who is learning or has learned from a master or teacher. Or the disciple is the one who follows the teachings prescribed by a master or teacher. So the demands of discipleship requires a total dedication on the part of teacher or master. So the time had now arrived for Jesus to sift those who are truly committed from those who were not. Now was the time for Jesus to see who was ready to deny himself even to the point of death for Jesus. So this is the background of today's gospel. So Jesus wants to find out from the people who is the real disciple, who is the real follower. Many are following. So Jesus wants to find out. So in today's gospel, Jesus says to his followers, "Anyone who comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life cannot be my disciple. Anyone who comes to me without hating his father, mother, wife, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life too cannot be my disciple." What do you say? Is it easy for us? We don't like even the words of Jesus. Do we love? Do we like these words of Jesus? Are you ready to leave all these things and follow Jesus? Is there anyone? I think you are ready. Last time you gave, "Yes, I am there." It is not we don't like. So why? What is the meaning of Jesus' words? Humbly speaking, there is nothing more precious than one's own life. When life is lost, everything with it. So we love our life. We do not want to lose or lost. We love, we want to live, we do not want to die, we do not want to undergo the persecutions. We love our life, we want to live long. Next comes one's own family, parents, children, husband, wife, brothers, sisters, relatives are very precious for all of us. After family comes our possessions. Our house, our fields and lands, our jobs and business, our money are precious for us. We cannot hate them. We cannot hate them. So, is it possible that we give up life, family and possessions as a condition to become his disciple? We need to think very hard. Jesus did not hate his mother Mary, his foster father Joseph. He did not hate his relatives at Nazareth. He did not hate his friends Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. But Jesus is asking us to hate everything and come and follow him. Which we don't like. Which we don't like. So why Jesus said like that? Hate. Hate everything and come and follow me. So Jesus spoke Aramaic. We need to be very careful. Jesus spoke Aramaic. The word to hate in Aramaic is often used to mean to love less. Love less. To hate in Arabic means to love less, which is something which does not happen in English. The word hate in Hebrew does not mean detest, but to put in second place or love less than. This is the meaning of to hate. So, when Jesus said, hate your family, he was talking about spiritual detachment, the ability to put God first before others' relationships and before self-interest. Without such detachment, one does not have the ability truly to follow Jesus. Jesus cannot just be a part of our life, but Jesus is center of our life. So, Jesus says to be his disciple is a serious matter. Coming to the church is a serious matter. It is not. We are not coming to the church for fun or to see something. In the same way, following Jesus to be his disciple is very, very serious. That's why Jesus also compares the discipleship with the other two parables. A person planning to put up a building should seriously consider whether he counts with the means to complete his work or not. If he did not complete his work, he will become fool. And another parable is, in the same way, a king going to war. But becoming Jesus' disciple is far more serious. Having decided to follow him, we should not abandon him. Thus, if you want to attain at any cost the happiness of heaven, we must make use of the necessary means. We need to be clear. If we want to attain heavenly life, we should be very, 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 very clear how I am as a disciple of Jesus. So, renounce too much attachment to family, give priority to God and his commandments. This is the expectation of Jesus. Break up the excessive attachment to possessions by leading a detached life, willingly sharing one's blessings with others. This is the expectation of Jesus. Accept the hard consequences of discipleship, which include daily sacrificial service done for others and even the giving one's life for them. And this is the expectation of Jesus. So don't be more close to your family. You will lose your discipleship. Don't be more closer to your property or wealth or money. You will lose your discipleship. So be gentle. Estimate yourself how you can be a good disciple to Jesus. So let us recharge our spiritual batteries through our prayer, word of God, and through our spiritual life. So our spiritual batteries must be brighter. It must be recharged again and again, all the time, so that our spiritual life, our discipleship, may be brightened all the time. If the battery, spiritual battery, become weak, our discipleship will become weak. And entering into the heavenly kingdom will become weak. So, the prayer, word of God, and through our spiritual activities, we recharge our batteries. So to put God first before others, relationships, and before self-interest, and become good disciple to Jesus. Put out everything, secondary things. Once I asked your mother, "Hey mom, do you love God more than your baby?" She said, "No, I love my child than God." Where is the priority here? Where is the detachment? Where is the real love towards God? So, even the mothers here, they don't want to show less love to their children. Surely they love their children more than God. Are you? Detachment. That is Jesus' expectation today. If you love your children more than God, God becomes secondary and your child becomes first. So which is great? The child is great, not the God. Think and love God more than anything that you have.